Satanism and Communism by Richard Wurmbrand. Chapter 10, Marx or Christ, a word to Marxists. If I were to address a rank and file Marxist, I would express the following concerns. Many Marxists today are not animated by the spirit that controlled Hex, Marx, or Engels. They really love mankind. They are confident they are enrolled in an army fighting for universal good. It is not their desire to be tools of some weird satanic sect. Sadly, satanic Marxism has a materialistic philosophy that binds its followers to spiritual realities. But matter is not all that exists. There is a reality of spirit, of truth, beauty, and ideals. There is also a world of evil spirits whose head is Satan. He fell from heaven through pride and drew down with him a host of angels. Then he seduced the progenitor of the human race. Since the fall, his deceit has been perpetuated and increased through every conceivable device until today we see God's beautiful creation ravaged by world wars, bloody revolutions and counter-revolutions, dictatorships, exploitation, racism of many kinds, false religions, agnosticism and atheism, crimes and crooked dealings, infidelities and love, friendships, broken marriages and rebellious children. Mankind has lost the vision of God, but what has taken place of this vision? Is it something better? Man must and will have some kind of religion. It is his nature to worship. If he has not a God-fearing religion, he will have the religion of Satan and will persecute those who do not worship his God. Presumably, only a few top leaders of communism have been and are consciously Satanists. But there is also an unconscious Satanism. A man can be a Satanist without being aware that such a religion exists. But if he hates the notion of God and the name of Christ, if he lives as though he were only matter, if he denies religious and moral principles, he is in fact a Satanist. Those who delve into the occult are in the same class. On Sunday in Frankfurt, West Germany, more people go to spiritualist meetings where the dead are allegedly called up than to church services. There are known Satanist churches in Munich and Dusseldorf, for instance. There are many such churches in France, Britain, the USA, and other countries as well. In Great Britain, there are 35,000 practicing witches. American universities and even high schools offer courses in witchcraft, astrology, voodoo, magic, and ESP. In France, 40,000 black masses are conducted annually. Human beings may forsake God, but God has never forsaken his creatures. He sent into the world his only son, Jesus Christ, to save the race of man. Incarnate love and compassion lived on earth in the life of a poor Jewish child, then of a humble carpenter, and eventually he then became a humble carpenter and eventually a teacher of righteousness. Downtrodden man cannot save himself any more than a drowning man can fetch himself out of water. So Jesus, full of understanding for our inner conflicts, took upon himself all our sins, including the sins of Marx and his followers, and bore the punishment for what we have done. He expiated our guilt by dying on a cross on Golgotha after suffering the most terrible humiliation and agonizing pain. Now we have his word that whoever puts faith in him is forgiven and will live with him in eternal paradise. Even notorious Marxists can be saved. It is worth noting that two Soviet Nobel Prize winners, Boris Pasternak and Alexander Solzhenitsyn, both former communists, after describing the extremities of crime to which satanic Marxism leads, have confessed their faith in Christ. Svetlana Aleyeva, the daughter of Stalin, the worst of the Marxist mass murders, also became a Christian. Let us remember that Marx's ideal was to descend into the abyss of hell and draw all mankind in after him. Let us not follow him on this vicious path, but rather follow Christ, who leads us upward to peaks of light, wisdom, and love towards a heaven of unspeakable glory, the great gulf. It is manifestly impossible to compare Jesus with Marx. Jesus belongs to an entirely different realm altogether. Marx was human and probably a worshiper of the evil one. Jesus belongs to an entirely different realm altogether. Marx was human. Jesus is God and reduced himself to the level of mankind in order to save it. Marx was human and probably a worshiper, again, of the evil one. I'm sorry. Marx proposed a human paradise. When the Soviets tried to implant it, the result was an inferno. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. It is a kingdom of love, of righteousness, and truth. He calls to everyone, including Marxists and Satanists, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. All who believe in him will have eternal life in his heavenly paradise. There is no possibility of agreement between Christianity and Marxism, just as there can be no agreement between God and the devil. Jesus came to destroy the works of the evil one, 1 John 3:8. As Christians follow him, they strive to destroy Marxism while retaining love for the individual Marxist and trying to win him to Christ. Some proclaim they are Marxist Christians. They are either deceivers or they are deceived. One cannot be a Marxist Christian any more than one can be a devil-worshipping Christian. Over the years, the Satanist aims of Marxism have not changed one bit. The Marxist philosopher Ernest Bloch writes in his book, Atheism and Christianity, that the suggestion of the first human couple by the serpent opens the way of salvation for mankind. So man starts to become a god. It is the way of rebellion. Priestcraft and the possessors of goods repress the truth. The original sin consists in the fact that man does not wish to be like God. Man must conquer the power. The theologian of revolution wills it that man should conquer the power of God. The world must be changed in the image of man. There should be no heaven at all. The belief in a personal God is the fall into sin. This fall must be repaired. There's a gulf between Christianity and communism that can be bridged in only one sense. Marxism must abandon their devil-inspired teacher, repent of their sins, and become followers of Christ. Marxists are concerned with social and political problems, but these will have to be solved outside the tenets of Marxism. For Marx, socialism was only a pretense. His aim was to ruin mankind for eternity, a diabolical plan, but by way of contrast, Christ desires our eternal salvation. In the fight between Christianity and communism, believers wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians 6:12. Each of us has chosen not only between abstract good and abstract evil, but between God and Satan. Marx believed in God and hated him. Even in his old age, he worshipped Satan. The average Marxist and the sympathizer of Marxism should not follow Marx in his spiritual aberration. Let us reject the bourgeois Marx, bearer of darkness and Engels factory owner, and therefore, according to Marx's dogma, an exploiter. Let us rather choose the light of the world and mankind's supreme benefactor, Jesus, the working man, the carpenter and savior, Lord of all. Proletarians of the world, forgive me. The Marxist Satanism has ravaged this world is terrible. That it has penetrated high places in the church is unthinkable, yet such is the case. To give just one example, the late Pope John Paul I praised Giuseppe Carducci, an Italian university professor, as an example of a good teacher of youth. Who is the man recommended by no less than the Pope? Carducci became famous through his hymns to Satan, which begins, "My ardent verses for thee, I invoke you, Satan, king of the feast." It ends in holiness, incense, and vows should ascend to thee, Satan. You have defeated Jehovah, the God of the priests. I grant to this Pope that he might not have known whom he recommended, but it is wrong for a bishop to endorse an unknown. In 1949, a Soviet general said to a Catholic priest, Werenfried van Straten, "We are Stalin's elite, but you are God's elite." We must not remain silent about these matters. We have seen in this book what length devil worshippers are willing to go. May their dedication to evil be an incentive for us to behave like God's elect. During the Troubles in Poland in 1982, one could see mocking inscriptions on the wall. For example, Marx said, "Proletarians of the world, forgive me," instead of the usual, "Proletarians of the world, unite." I shuddered when I read these words. It is said about Engels that he repented before his death. There is no such record about Marx. In 1983, many commemorated the centenary of his death. Might he have held this same commemoration in hell? While writing this book, I have passed many a sleepless night thinking of what Marx must endure, viewing perhaps in hell the rivers of tears and blood that he caused to flow. Jesus told a story about a rich man in the eternal fire who expressed one ardent desire: his brethren should be warned not to end up in the same place of torment. Does Marx also have the same desire, that his followers should be warned not to walk in his footsteps leading to perdition? Are the Polish people right when they say, have Marx say, "Forgive me"? Does he indeed cry out from fire, as it might truly be, send someone to my house where I have many comrades, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment? Luke 16:2-28. The Soviet communists did damage to their cause by disowning Stalin, who'd become a popular idol. One can only speculate why they permitted such a reversal of policy, since it was certainly not in their best interest to remove Stalin's corpse from the mausoleum. Likewise, the Chinese communists harmed their own cause by disowning Mao and jailing his wife. Perhaps, in the hidden depths of their soul, Soviet and Chinese communist leaders felt what is now the burning desire of their former idols, who too late were remorseful about what they had done and taught. As for me, I love every man, including Marxists and Satanists. If Marx and Engels and Moses Hess were alive today, my most ardent wish would be to bring them to Jesus Christ, who alone has the answer to man's ill and the remedy for his sins. This is my wish for you, the reader. You have walked with me through the terrible pages of this book. Now I urge you to consider carefully your loyalties before it's too late. Abandon Satan and his evil cohorts. History proves he is never true to his own. Therefore, choose life and love and hope in heaven. Marxists, aid proletarians of the world, unite around Jesus Christ.